now what are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
uncensored radio free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Oh, yes, indeed, I am. Hello, hello, you. I'm here. No, it's live. It's not a rebroadcast. And we are back tonight after taking a little hiatus yesterday and a long weekend with a holiday weekend. And here we are back once again to continue to inform, to stimulate, to regurgitate, to not capitulate, but to reiterate much of what we have been saying for a long time. Now, tonight, we're going to have an open forum, I believe, and yes, we are. Tomorrow night, we also should have an open forum. I'm not sure. But I will tell you this, that Thursday night we have scheduled Dr. Ron Paul's son, I believe, Rand Paul, and he will be here for a little bit to talk about his father's candidacy for president. So that should be interesting. And, of course, Friday night we do have Larry Nichols coming on the program. He has his own radio broadcast, as you know. Certainly a great whistleblower, patriot, during the Clinton years. He will be with me Friday night. And then next Monday night we have scheduled, I believe it's Monday night, a debate on the issue of Israel. And I'm getting interference here. I'm getting something in my headphones, so I'm not sure what it is, but are we coming through out there, Mike? Okay. Anyway, so Monday night we're going to have a debate on Zionism or whatever, something to do with Israel. And then let's see. Wednesday night I believe we have Dr. Chapman back on. And then we'll take it from there. So basically that's it. I have to warm up now. I have to warm up to the plate. The allergies are bothering me again. They're bothering me. So anyway, if I sound a little bit nasal, you will understand why, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason. I do want to get into many things tonight on the program, not the least of which, of course, is the fact that the major media in America are totally corrupt. They are totally owned by the Kenites. The media is definitely Council on Foreign Relations owned. And the CFR is one of the fronts, I've learned over the years to understand, one of the fronts of the octopus. The octopus is in Jerusalem. That's where the beast is, the head of the beast. But he has many tentacles. He has the CFR and its adjuncts, the Committee for Economic Development, Foreign Policy Association, World Policy Association, and so forth. And then, of course, he also has the Masonic lodges. And they interrelate, they intertwine, the Bernie Brith, the ACLU, the Lawyers Guild, and various other communist lower-level street type of organizations in the legal sense of the word, the legal revolution. So there are many tentacles to this octopus which has its hold on America. So when I come back, I'm going to do a little more history, as we did last week. And we'll talk about how, as Cliff Kincaid has said in exposing the New York Times, they want this treaty, the Law of the Sea Treaty, quite badly. And who are they? Well, I just mentioned a few. We shall return to begin. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, I'm back. I think I'm clearing up my sinuses a little bit now. The change of the weather, the rain, the moisture, the dampness, and all of that. And I've taken my oil of oregano, running a little bit low on that. So those of you listening, that should be a word to the wise. Anyway, you know what I mean, right? We have the names coming up tomorrow night. Manny, the producer, got your names. For those of you who called last Friday night when I was on live and were the first two callers for two books, one each. One of you gets one and the other gets another. Copies of Dr. Kasem Khalil's book there, Wrongly Blamed, Who Really Carried Out the 9/11 Attacks, the London Bombings, and so forth. So we will process those. They came in very quickly when we put out the off-air alert. Tonight I'm going to give you a chance to pick up a book, one book, so you don't have to buy the whole package that we had. But we have a few copies left, very few. We'll give you a chance to buy a single copy at half price of that book later in the program, Wrongly Blamed by Dr. K. Now, before I begin my dissertation, let me start by taking a call from Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I'm calling tonight primarily because I need some information on your upcoming great debate this next Monday night, I believe.
Oh, okay, yes.
Are you going to be involved in this as a
monitor? Well, I'm just going to moderate it. That's all. I'm going to moderate it and try to be, as I usually try to be in these cases, as independent as I can. And we'll try to let the questions be asked, and we'll let each respond and have a chance to respond. And then the two people can question and debate with each other, as we did with the creationism debate a week or so ago.
Yeah, but are we going to go by the Roberts rules of order, or are we going to go by the Alan Dershowitz rules of order?
No, I go by the Rick Adams rules of order.
Are we going to have one side stating facts and the other side shrieking insults? Is that the way this debate is going
to
go?
Well, that may turn out to be, but that's where you come in, the callers and the listeners, and that's fine. I mean, that's where you have to make the decision. I'm bringing these programs for your benefit, not mine. Well, I already know the answers, you see.
The reason I brought that up is because Alan Dershowitz's rules of order is that they use a Tourette syndrome rules, you know. One side says, well, such and such happened. Edward Longshanks threw the Jews out of England in 1290. Uh-huh. And the other side shrieks, you're an anti-Semite bigot that wants to kill 6 million Jews. Okay, so if it's those rules of order, I'm not even really tempted to listen in.
Well, why don't you listen and find out?
If it's normal rules of order, then of course I will listen to every word.
Well, it doesn't matter, because it will be obviously the latter, not the former. But it doesn't matter. You should listen anyway, so you can see exactly how the situation evolves. All right.
Well, I've listened to Dershowitz et al. So much that I know what the rules of order are going to be. That's the only way they know how to have a debate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you state a fact, I'll hurl an insult. So that's why I was so curious as to whether there was any previous agreement as to how things were going to go before.
No, there's no previous agreement. None. All we'll do is ask questions pertaining to the question of apartheid issues and whether or not, Israel is, in fact, an apartheid state, and other questions along those lines that have to do with genocide and ethnic cleansing. So we'll have that debate Monday night, I believe.
Is this going to be judged on honest answers, or is it going to be judged by Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East?
Well, I mean,
and they're wonderful
I don't know
people.
What you mean by that. What do you mean?
I mean, is it going to be judged by an honest answer or the stock answer?
Well, we don't have any judges here. I mean, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by judges?
Well, you'll be the judge, so to speak.
Well, not really. I mean, I'm going to let the audience decide, like we did in the previous debate. I don't follow you, Jim.
Well, I'm talking about the way the major news media handles.
Well, forget about the media. I mean, you know me. I'm not part of the international Zionist media. Forget that.
Heaven forbid that anybody would ever make that statement that Rick...
Exactly. So you'll find out. You'll find out. Don't be too anxious now. Don't hyperventilate about it.
Well, I always hyperventilate because I know how these people operate, so...
Well, like as I said before, we'll just have to let it play out and see how it goes. Now, the first hour, I believe, both people will be here. The pro-apartheid or pro-Israel side and the anti-Israel side, if I may use those terms. In the second hour, it will just be the opposite side. So it will just be the side that feels that, the Israeli government is an apartheid type of government, and it is guilty of genocide. So we have at least an hour of the debate. So,
is it going to be back and forth, or is it going to be one side states their opinion?
No,
first?
It'll be back and forth, and we'll have a chance to make a charge and then a counterpoint, point-counterpoint type of debate. I'd keep it as basically informal as I can, because this is not, Robert's Rules of Order, and we don't go by a very strict format. So we just establish a couple of questions, each side gets his answer, and then you can hear for yourself how they question each other and how they respond. That's all.
Well, hopefully it'll go well, but I have my suspicions.
Well,
like
I said, don't prejudge
it. We're talking about, Rick, they don't know the meaning of the word fair exchange of ideas. So that's why I'm very suspicious of as to how it's going to go.
But, all right. Anything else on your mind, Jim?
Well, I got a million things, but I'll let you go. You must have other callers, so.
Well, that's
I
fine.
I wanted
that's
to vent my spleen a little bit and find out
fine,
some information
that's good.
Because I intend to listen in.
And I hope you will call in, too.
Oh, well, are you going to take callers?
We will take calls later in the last segment.
Well, I don't know if I'll be among the invited, but okay. It's good to talk to you again, Rick.
Very, very much on my side, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The feeling is mutual. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Now, before I get into other callers tonight on the program, I would like to refer to this column on News with Views going back a week and a half or so ago. I think it was November 5th, by Cliff Kincaid. And Cliff has written, and he starts his article. This has to do with the UN. So let me establish just a few points here. All right? Give me a few moments here to establish this. And it has to do with the Lost Treaty. That is the Law of the Sea Treaty that we have been so opposed to, which has been around for a quarter of a century. And, of course, it continues to resurface, just as the Genocide Treaty came about for years, since the 50s and 60s, another vestige of World War II nonsense. And, of course, that eventually did get approved of by the Senate. And now we're faced with another whammy in this line of succession of international treaties, which the United States, we're told, must be a part of in order to protect its territorial integrity. Now, that's like having intercourse, I guess, with prostitutes in order to be chaste, you see? Anyway, Cliff starts off by saying the former editor of the New York Times editorial page says it is crazy to be opposed to the UN's Law of the Sea Treaty. And she can't understand why it has become a hot-button issue in that particular column that she wrote in the New York Times. It just truly, you know, simply is a matter of a treaty that clarifies rules of navigation and mining in international waters. And then it just sets up a system for settling disputes, we're told. Now, those opposed to such a simple treaty, she says, are spinning conspiracy theories. And, of course, her name is Gail Collins. And now Cliff Kincaid retorts, but Collins is doing the spinning. What if there were evidence that the treaty was the product of those who believe in world government financed by global taxes? Hold on to your seats, he says. The true story of how the Law of the Sea Treaty came into being is a fascinating one that I have investigated for several years. I researched the matter of the United Nations Division for Oceanic Affairs and the Law of the Sea in New York City, and at the Friends Historical Collection at Guilford College in North Carolina. And he says, you probably have never heard of some of these places and some of the people involved, but he said the November 4th editor of the Mount Airy, North Carolina News gives a hint of the truth. It reports that Sam Levering, for one, this individual, played a key role in formulating that treaty and was recognized for that role during a symposium on October 12th. Is it possible this small-town North Carolina paper has information that Gail Collins and the Times do not? Who is Sam Levering? And is it true that he played a key role in writing this treaty? Here lies one of the media are either, well, he says, here lies one of the sinister secrets of the UN's Law of the Sea Treaty, and that is that the major media are either too lazy or too dishonest to report. I don't think they're lazy in this regard. It is a secret, of course, only in the sense that it is kept from the American people by papers like the New York Times. The shocking truth is that the Law of the Sea Treaty, which could come up for a full Senate vote at any time, now that it's been voted out of committee, was largely written by people like Sam Levering, a world federalist devoted to world government. And since that is demonstrably the case, could the Law of the Sea Treaty be considered a step toward world government? Or is it too conspiratorial to even consider such a possibility? That is the question he poses. You can just imagine the answer. All right, we will be back with more of Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams.
You. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
And where have we gone, my darlings? Where have we gone? Okay, Mike, are you there? Are we on yet? Oh, okay, I didn't hear any fade. I'm back on now. Am I live or am I dead? Okay, so I can talk now? All right, okay. All right, just wanted to be sure. Okay, so as Cliff Kincaid is saying, he's talking about the Mount Airy News was reporting on an October 12th symposium on this treaty sponsored by a patriotic-sounding group called the, quote, American Freedom Association. The paper reported that the event featured a variety of speakers on the treaty, including Ralph Levering, whose late father, Sam, played a key role in formulating the measure in 82. Well, the paper quoted Marie Judson, the association's historian, as saying that one of the reasons she supports the treaty is to help carry on the work started by Sam Levering, a strong advocate for peace, who, among other issues, campaigned against nuclear arms proliferation. So this American Freedom Association, he says, is one of several groups which emerged after World War II and were devoted to the concept of world federalism or world government. You see why they wanted America to violate her sovereignty and to become interventionist again after World War I, to jump into the war so they could create that one world framework? You see how sinister and how vile these people really are? Though they sound quite patriotic, though they sound quite honest, though they sound quite sincere. Cliff Kincaid says their reaction to the horrors of world wars and World War II caused them to embrace world government as the solution to the world's problems. Of course, they didn't tell you that the same people that helped create the problem in Europe and in the Orient were the ones who made the problem worse, so that by American interventionism, they created a worldwide scenario that claimed the maximum amount of life for the greatest amount of evil. But you have to have evil, and you have to have loss of life, and you have to have tragedy in order to create order out of chaos, you see. You have to create a new world order. Now you can see the picture, okay? Now, he says, Cliff Kincaid says, but some of the world federalist groups were accused of being infiltrated or manipulated by communists sympathetic to the Soviet Union. For that reason, one of these groups changed its name to the American Freedom Association, you see. It was like the Federal Council of Churches originally was so pro-communist, so pro-red, that it was exposed so heavily to the point where it had lost all of its influential power in religious circles. So it had to reincorporate and then call itself the National Council of Churches. The Federal Council had been thoroughly discredited. So they said the group's website admits that it changed its name to the American Freedom Association. These are the World Federalists now. Many of the founding members were members of the World Federalist Society. It says the chosen name reflected a strong perspective on the required conditions for American freedom. It also reflected a need for a name that was acceptable at the height of the era of Senator Joe McCarthy. In other words, in order to avoid the taint of being associated with a world communist movement, the name was changed. There you go. So now he's laying the groundwork here without reading the whole column. He's leading and laying the groundwork of this Association of World Government Advocates. And he's proving, just in his column, how this whole movement for this lost treaty is indeed supported strictly by advocates of globalism and internationalism and one worldism. And he says, an official 1997 World Federalist Association publication declared that the final version of the Law of the Sea Treaty, quote, marked real progress in establishing global governance by stipulating that mining of the seabeds beyond national waters should require payment of royalties to Law of the Sea Organization. You know who that is. Thereby creating a funding resource that would be independent of voluntary contributions by the treaty member nations. Now, all right, come on. There you have it, Miss Collins, says Cliff Kincaid. You can call this a conspiracy theory if you want to, but it really is not. It is an open secret that our major media want desperately to conceal. Defeating the Law of the Sea Treaty would not only stop the globalists dead in their tracks, it would let the New York Times and other media know that we have seen through their propaganda and disinformation. So will we get two victories for the price of one? Isn't that worth the effort? America's sovereignty is right now hanging in the balance, he says. What will you do? We know what to do. When I come back, I'm going to amplify on this by going back to a little bit of history in the Dan Smoot Report. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return in 3 minutes right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, we're back now. I believe we're back, right? Can I hear myself? Yes. Am I coming in loud and clear out there? Mike, it sounds good? All right. That's all I want to know. All right. Now, you heard what I just said here. Those of you on the line, hang on. We'll be with you. You heard what I just said in reading from Mr. Kincaid's column about the internationalists, the globalists, the world federalists, all of them, you know, this cabal, if you will, of internationalists coming out of the World War I and II era to try to foist a, quote, world government on us. Because after all, you know, by, you know, if we didn't save the world, then my goodness, we wouldn't have a world left. And, you know, we have to save the world not only from nationalism and from nations fighting each other, but now we have to save the world from global warming and from sharks in the sea and from invasion from outer space. We have to just come together. And can't we all learn to do that and love one another? The brotherhood of man, the fatherhood of God. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back in history a little bit. Friday night I get into a lot of this. So important for you to understand the groundwork that was being laid by this Council on Foreign Relations. Now, it was incorporated in 1921 by Colonel Edward Mandell House, who led Mr. Wilson by his pointed nose. But it wasn't until 1929 or so that the Council really started becoming more active with Rockefeller funding. And through the 30s, of course, they played a role in the communist Roosevelt administration. Remember, Roosevelt said some of his closest and best friends were communists, as we now know. Well, Professor Dan Smoot, who has done over the years incredible work, highly objective and very intelligent intellectual work, long before the current cadre of conservatives ever surfaced. He wrote, in 1940, Franklin D. Roosevelt, although hot to get America into the Second World War and already making preparation for that tragedy, had to campaign for re-election with the same promise that Wilson had made in 1916 to keep America out of the European wars. Even as late as the day before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, on December 7th of 1941, the American people were wisely and still overwhelmingly isolationist, a word which internationalists use as a term of contempt, but which means merely that the American people were still devoted to their nation's traditional foreign policy. With war, Roosevelt acquired dictatorial powers over the American people. And as indicated in previous programs, the Council on Foreign Relations took charge of Roosevelt. The big money of triumph for Colonel House and his group on the Council on Foreign Relations came in 1945, when its members, chief among them being Harry Dexter White and Alger Hiss, later exposed as Soviet spies, controlled the American delegation to the San Francisco Conference, which wrote the UN Charter. The thought control which the Council on Foreign Relations exerted in the Congress and in the public of America by the end of World War II is best indicated by the fact that the Senate ratified the UN Charter as a treaty binding America to the program of international socialism clearly specified in that charter, virtually without debate and without any substantial protest from the people. Indeed, it now appears obvious that the most senators who voted to ratify the UN Charter did so without ever reading it. Doesn't that sound familiar? Like the so-called Patriot Act? Well, it is certain, says Mr. Smoot, that the American people had never seen the Charter when they silently, to a very great extent, enthusiastically accepted our membership in this new world organization. Well, he said the Council on Foreign Relations had already become the invisible government in America. The broad outlines and many of the specific details of America's post-war policies had already been formulated and put into effect by such men as Harry Dexter White, the communist. But the Council's overall policy of internationalism, permanent and irrevocable involvement of America in all the social, political, economic, and military affairs of all the nations on earth until there could be no turning back for American national independence, until America would be dragged step by step into total world government, was not yet consciously accepted by the American people. You see, the American people were wiser than these buffoons thought. But that was then. Maybe they're still wise enough now, huh? We'll find out tonight. And he says, the Council on Foreign Relations, controlling the top leadership of both major political parties, kept all genuine discussion of American foreign policy out of the presidential election contest between Republican Tom Dewey and Democrat Harry S. Truman in 1948. But by 1950, the disastrous consequences of our post-war policies had already been so evident that a great debate on American foreign policy had irresistibly welled to the surface of American public opinion. It is mistakenly believed that former President Herbert Hoover led the opposition to the Acheson-Marshall-Truman, i.e. CFR, policy of internationalism. Actually, Mr. Hoover himself, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, was in basic agreement with the internationalist policies. He differed from the Truman crowd only as to detail, Mr. Smooth says. In this connection, the late Alfred Kohlberg wrote an article in the Freeman, published in January of 53. Mr. Kohlberg said the debate on foreign policy that rocks the country, from Congress to country, has developed an enormous amount of heat, if not much light, as yet. As recently as the presidential campaign of 1948, both parties considered the topic taboo, and it was scarcely mentioned by the political tub thumpers. That's what he said. Now, it's interesting that General Douglas MacArthur, the then commander in Korea, who led the opposition to the disastrous policies of internationalism was to be sacrificed. MacArthur had for years been under attack by American communists and by members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose statements and actions closely parallel those of communists. For example, in September of 1945, the Communist Party's Daily Worker published a series of articles by Ben Allen viciously attacking General MacArthur. At the same time, the Daily Worker, the communist newspaper, published an interview with Owen Lattimore attacking MacArthur. In similar vein, Lattimore was the Council on Foreign Relations man who practically dictated the American policy that helped communists capture China, and who was ultimately characterized by the McCarran Investigating Committee of the Senate as a conscious instrument of Soviet conspiracy, my friends. Within a few days after the communist Daily Worker had initiated these attacks on General MacArthur, Dean Acheson, then acting as Secretary of State, publicly announced that the government, and not Douglas MacArthur, would determine policy in Japan. So what happened later was the firing of General MacArthur. Harry Truman manned the big guns of all of the authority that the tragic policies of internationalism would wrought. And, of course, he replaced General MacArthur with a general by the name of Matthew B. Ridgway. He was a member of, you guessed it, the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, the New York Times was instrumental in being a front for the Council, for the internationalists, for the globalists, and here they are today in 2007, this girl Gail, coming out, a former editor, saying, you people see conspiracies and world government advocates under every bed, don't you? Well, in fact, we see them, but they're not under the bed. They're in the government. They're behind desks. They're behind podiums. They're at the UN. You see? She is doing us a great service. She's proving just how corrupt, how controlled, how, can I use the word evil, this media cabal is, and now you know why Ron Paul is under attack and why they have yet to bring out the big guns against Ron Paul. Why? Because Ron Paul is the fly in the ointment. He's the antiseptic. if you'll pardon the pun, being the doctor that he is. He is the antiseptic to the poison of internationalism, world wars, world conflagration, getting involved in foreign affairs. He's for America. They're against America. Now you can see the proof. All right, let me take some calls now. I just had to lay that groundwork. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443. Right here, toll free, to be on with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Excuse me? Yes, we will take all of these calls, and we'll squeeze them in. Don't worry. Jump aboard. We have a line or two available for you. So don't be shy. 800-313-9443. Let me start off with Ernie in Virginia, I believe, now. Hello, Ernie. Are you there, Ernie? We'll find you. We'll find you.
Ernie.
We'll locate you. Okay. Do we have him? I think we got him.
Rick, I'm on.
Yes, you are.
Okay, good.
We finally got to you.
Okay. Excellent opening statement.
You see, the more things change, Ernie, the more they remain the same.
There's nothing absolutely
new under the sun.
And Ron Paul is really upsetting the apple cart. The meeting or the rally in Philadelphia on Saturday.
Yeah.
Drawing all these veterans.
Like 5,000-6,000 people?
Exactly. And the contributions are continuing to come in. And I tried to visit his website yesterday, and it was down. Obviously, it was under attack and under siege by,
Who would do something like that?
Oh, I know. The shadow government the media continues to badmouth him. And I was watching Wolf Blitzer bring up some votes from the past where he was the lone dissenting vote on a couple issues that were so mundane, but he had a good point. They didn't comply with the Constitution. I don't want to waste time on the details.
Well, so far, you're winning me over to Ron Paul. I know nothing about it. Because he's a lone dissenter. I want to be with him. I don't want to go with the crowd.
Well, I know. I don't want to go with the crowd either, especially when the crowd is all CFR and Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg
members. Pipers, yes.
And don't forget the celebration in Istanbul, Turkey, at the end of May and early June that the New York Times and Washington Post failed to cover. We have to go to the American Free Press to get an inkling of what happened in the meeting.
Isn't that something, huh?
Oh, it is.
What a confession of bankruptcy.
Right. But they celebrated the administration's reversal on the law of the sea treaty. They were very excited about it, and the administration representatives at the meeting agreed to expedite the passage and gave orders to Mr. Biden, Senator Biden, CFR member Biden, to expedite this through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And lo and behold, we had a quick vote, and Mr. Lugar, who's been pushing this for 25 years, good CFR member, along with Mr. Hagel of Nebraska.
Both of them,
Nebraska.
By the way, Hagel anyway is leaving the Senate this year.
Yes, but another CFR member.
Yeah.
And he's on board because when you look at the vote, 17-4, and they never really revealed.
Pretty lopsided, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was outrageous. So what we have, Rick, is the Democrats, for the most part, joining the administration. So what we need is 34 senators to say no to this.
Well, look at what Madame in the House did just last week, I think it was, the majority leader there, that crazy woman there. What's her name?
Ms. Pelosi?
Palazzi or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Palazzi, I think it's more like pazzo, crazy in Italian. But anyway, she got together with the White House and the Senate says, okay, we're going to try to push this Peru free trade agreement through.
Oh, right.
And that's exactly what she did.
Oh,
against
yes.
the wishes of fellow Democrats and people who are listening to their constituents, she decided she was going to take charge with her nemesis, George Bush.
Oh, absolutely.
What a joke.
It's a total joke. Both the old dielectric game they continually play, but they're on board together, this neocon fascist operation, police state mentality, mm-hmm. and running over us roughshod and having these secret organizations and agreeing to terms. But they are disappointed. If you remember that meeting in Bilderberg, the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul, they were disappointed with the lack of progress for the North American Union.
Absolutely.
And the NAFTA superhighway system. This is fundamental to their world government plan. They need the regional government first, and thank you, Congressman Goode of Virginia, and the 43 co-sponsors who've signed on to House concurrent resolution opposing that. We need more congressmen joining Congressman Goode against that. But we need to call our senators and say no to this law of the sea treaty tomorrow, Rick,
because mm-hmm.
this could come up for a vote any day. But we also have a couple other bills.
Keep the heat on constantly.
Right. Let me just put those phone numbers out.
Of course. I will, too. Yes.
The toll-free number for the Congress is area code 877-851-6437. Again, 877-851-6437. And the toll number is area code 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3121. And we need to call tomorrow and say no to that. And we need to also say no to this thought crime legislation, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's passed the House and the Senate, right?
Yeah, well, it's passed the House and it's on to the Senate, and Senator Lieberman, who chaired the meeting last week, indicated that they would give another week. But I expect towards the end of the week that this is going to come up and they're going to rush this through.
Right. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up, Ernie?
Pardon?
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yes.
Then hang on. A quick break, all right? We'll be right back with you and Joe and others on the program. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back again now, and we have more callers that we'll take throughout the next hour or so. We've got plenty of time and open forum tonight, so you join us at toll-free numbers 800. This is what happens when you take an extra day off, right? 800-313-9443. That's the number to call. And Ernie has just given us a couple of numbers again to call Congress and the Senate on a couple of bills. The lost treaty we've been talking about, the prize of the internationalist globalist media, the lost treaty, Law of the Sea Treaty, and the Insurrection Act, as we like to call it. Yes, Ernie, you're back on the air now.
Yes, Senate Bill 1959 is modeled on House Resolution 19.
Homegrown terrorism, huh?
Right, homegrown terrorism bill titled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. I think this bill is one of the most blatant attacks against the Constitution yet, and actually defines thought crimes as homegrown terrorism, and it's targeting the internet streaming and Patriot shows and your show, Rick,
yes,
and others that speak out about what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
And they want to silence and muzzle America. That's what it's about.
No question, Ernie. They are bold and brazen about it, although they certainly hide largely behind euphemisms and behind the flowery language of patriotism, wave the flag, and hope the people will sacrifice all the freedoms they have left. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And then when I watched the hearing chaired by Mr. Lieberman with the vice chair, Susan Collins from Maine, who sponsored this bill, and I watched the testimony and the disconnect between the testimony and the bill, the language and the anecdotal evidence, and where the problem is. It's in Europe, and they keep talking about Europe and the United Kingdom. When where's the problem in the U.S.? This bill is not cost beneficial.
Well, that's the interlocking world government at work, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And you got to wonder, what is this committee doing? Where's the oversight? Why are we not seeing any discussion by these folks about securing their border and holding their homeland security czar accountable for his ineptness and his treason in not building the two-tier fence? I've yet to see two tiers built 1 mile.
Yes. Well,
and that's what was part of the agreed-to legislation that was passed and funded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, more troubling is, I wouldn't say it's more troubling, but consistent with these bills, treasonous bills.
Yes.
We have the end of vote last
yes.
week. And
that was the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
Exactly.
That passed the House.
Passed the
and
House,
now is in the Senate.
They did a switch on the bill numbers, House Resolution 3685, and Mr. Pike had talked about House Resolution 2015, but he expected some changes, and then a new bill number and not much debate. And then when I see who voted on this, we see 35 Republicans joining 200 Democrats to pass this to essentially give homosexuals special status. But but there were protests for some of the gay rights supporters because the bill did not protect transsexuals and cross-dressers
yeah.
like Rudy Giuliani.
Right, but even Barney Frank was willing to take half a loaf.
right. So, but you know, why did they reach out and cover the cross-dressers like Rudy?
Gender identity, yes.
Right. So the bill is not totally satisfactory, and let's see what the Senate does. But I've yet to see a Senate bill number on this, but we've got to say no to the our senators. We don't support this Employment Non-Discrimination Act either.
Well, I got this stupid letter from both of my senators on the when we talked about the hate crimes legislation.
Yeah.
And I circled all of their sentences, and I clarified them and retorted them and sent them back. All right. Thank you, Ernie, for the call.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll be back with more. Hour number two of Uncensored Radio Free America here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN.